What's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here. I want to thank you so much for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. One of the most common questions that I get is, how did you start a practice in a gym? And because of that, I've put together a course called the Gym PT Blueprint, which shows you exactly how to start, run, and grow a successful practice in a gym. If you're a new PT, if you're a new grad, if you're a PT that's just started a practice in the gym, you're not making more than $12,000 a month yet, this course is perfect for you. It'll teach you how to set it up correctly. It'll teach you how to market yourself correctly, how to sell correctly, you know, how to actually build a true business and not just a little side business that maybe doesn't take you anywhere and change you and your family's life long term. So if you're interested in this model of a practice, guys, head to drdannymatei.com/products and you can take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and everything that goes into it at that location. Thanks so much for listening.
So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And I'm back in my car. I'm catching up. I've got some of these shorter Thursday ones to do. My wife hates it when I do these in the car. It's loud, and the reason is I got mud tires. That's it. It's Georgia. We live in the South, so you're not cool unless you got mud tires. So if it's a little bit loud, I apologize. But this is a good message, so I think you guys will get a lot out of this. And what I want to talk about is this concept of luck, right? So does luck exist? Yes. No, it sure does, but it's rare. And I'll give a good example. My father-in-law bought a raffle ticket for like $20 the other day, and ended up winning like a $100,000 Jeep down in Pensacola at a place called the Florabama. And it's just some tricked out, most American Jeep you can imagine. And he won that. And that's 100% luck, pure luck, right? So it does exist, but it's rare. And what we get in many cases is the idea, or the assumption, I guess I should say, that people are lucky. And they catch these breaks, especially in business, you know, like, oh man, he really timed that right. Or, oh man, like, so lucky he got linked up with so-and-so person or whatever it might be. You know, I had a conversation yesterday with two guys of the podcast. It'll come out. It may come out by the time that this comes out. But Mitch Babcock and David Cho, one just graduated from PT school a year ago and is kind of in the business world at this point. And then the other one has aspirations of, you know, being self-employed and private practice. And it was interesting to kind of talk to both of them and where they're at. And what I see consistent between the two of them, and I have no doubt that, you know, David will be a successful guy. He's really doing a lot of right things, or a lot of things correctly. You know, it's the idea that you have a singular goal in mind and you work towards that every single day. And it's really that simple. I think the challenge for people is, what is that singular goal that you want to accomplish? You know, it may not be that straightforward. It may not be that easy for you to define, especially if you're younger. If you're listening to this right now and you're a PT student, you know, your singular goal might just be, I want to not fail PT school, right? If you'd have talked to me whenever I was in PT school, that would have been my goal. I didn't have some sort of like grand plan for what I wanted to do in terms of business or career path. For me, I just wanted to graduate, and then I wanted to try to become the best physical therapist in the world. And you know, whatever that meant, you know, I think that's just an arbitrary, you know, undefined goal. But I knew that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to just improve my skill set so much. And what I realized quickly was, you know, the missing link for me was the fact that I didn't know how to leverage myself. I didn't know how to market myself. I didn't know how to sell. I didn't know how to do all these things in terms of business-related concepts. And that's where I had to end up spending a lot of time. But to define your goal, you know, the best thing that I've found with younger practitioners, students, whatever it might be, is to think of 3 years from now. 3 years is not a long time. You know, it's It's a short sprint. And, you know, I've got kids. So at this point, I have a son who's almost six and a daughter that's four. And man, if you want it to feel like time is flying, have kids. Or if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. Because, you know, I think back to 3 years ago, you know, when my kids were three and one. And I mean, I remember that really well. And just how quickly that time goes by is astounding whenever you're busy and, you know, you're constantly, you know, whether it be working or going to these different things for your kids, and you just have all your time gets taken up in a good way. But 3 years flies. So think of it this way. In 3 years, what do you need to do to feel like you've hit a home run in terms of, you know, your career path? Is it teaching a continued ed course for somebody you really respect? Because if it is, you better start getting around those people as much as you can. You know, I talked to Mitch about this a little bit, and you know, my experience with Mobility Wad was that I had no aspirations to teach for Mobility Wad whatsoever. I honestly just wanted to learn. As like I said, my goal is to become the best physical therapist in the world, and these guys were doing some cool stuff, so I wanted to be around what they were doing and learn as much as I could and take it back to my clinic when I was in the military. You know, so I spent a lot of my own time, a lot of my own money to fly out to San Francisco to learn. You just spend, you know, man, shit, the first trip I made out there, I think I spent 1 hour around Kelly in the entire week. I spent the rest of the time at the gym with their coaches, and I learned a ton. It doesn't have to be from that person individually, but I was just interested to learn. And that comes across to people in particular that are educators, right? So if you're interested in teaching for somebody, man, get around people like that. If you're interested in business, if you're interested in, hey, in 3 years, I wanna have a cash practice that has myself and another full-time PT, and it's a self-sustainable practice that I make X amount of, you know, revenue off of. Then, all right, cool, you need to start learning about how to run a business, how to manage a business. You need to learn about leadership, management, finance, marketing, sales, you know, all these kind of processes and day-to-day things that you need to know. You're not gonna learn that stuff in school, so you're gonna have to go reinvest in yourself somewhere else. You know, if your goal is, hey, I want to be the best physical therapist in the world, like my goal was, then you need to start pounding as many continuing ed courses as you can, reading as many books in different topics as possible. But what once you understand what your goal is, what your defined goal is, then working towards that becomes easier, right? It gives you a destination. And from there, you can start to reverse engineer your path to get there. So here's what I want you to think about. In 3 years from today, if you and I were to talk and I asked you, hey, were you successful? You know, did you hit a single, a double, a triple, or a home run? And a home run is you achieved your goal. Where are you at? You know, where are you at on that spectrum? And do you feel like you left anything on the table? Because if you did, you know, 3 years isn't a long time, but regret sucks. And looking back and thinking, man, I wish I would have taken that opportunity, or I wish I would have just gone on this one trip because maybe I could have met so-and-so, and you know, who knows what that would have led to. And it's never a bad thing to put yourself in positions where you meet people or where you're learning from somebody that you really respect. And think about that today, all right? So ask yourself, where do you want to be in 3 years? Write it down, try to reverse engineer your way to that goal. And who knows, man? Maybe we'll be talking in 3 years on this podcast.